The hymnologist said, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth, glory hallelujah, his truth is marching on." I heard the poet said, "Truth forever on the scaffold. Wrong is forever on the throne, yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown, God standeth within the shadows, keeping watch above his own." I'm glad today that his eye is on the sparrow. And because his eye is on the sparrow, I know that he watches me. Not only does he watch me, he watches over me. Can you say amen to that? And all night long while you slumbered and slept, the angels were watching over you and me. If you have your personal copy, Tyrone, good to see you, man. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to invite your attention to the gospel according to Luke. The chapter is 10. And I want to commence reading at the 25th verse. Luke chapter 10. And I want to begin reading at the 25th verse. If you have that, say amen. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, which when he came to the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three of these three, thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Using that reading, I want to talk this morning from the subject, and ye shall know them by their fruits. And ye shall know them by their fruits. Knowledge is critical and very important for living in this world. The more you know, it is a given that the more effectively you can live. The prophet Hosea, lamenting the fact that some people don't know, he said that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The apostle Paul, from time to time, would use this formula. He said, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. And even Jesus Christ himself said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And there is an Arabian proverb that talks about knowledge. It says, he who knows and knows he knows is wise, follow him. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep, awake him. He who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool, shun him. But he who knows not and knows that he knows not is a child, teach him. Knowledge is very important, and you can know them by their fruits. Now, the occasion of the parable, this parabolic masterpiece given by the Lord in Luke's account, was given unto us because one day a lawyer or an expert in the law stood up and challenged and tested Jesus. Now, in life, people are going to test you. They're going to test your spiritual understanding. They're going to test your spiritual commitment. And from time to time, Jesus' critics and opponents from time to time would try to trip him up. They would try to trap him. They would try to trick him as they engage in theological gymnastics. But Jesus Christ was always their equal and their superior, and they could never ever trap or trip up the Son of the living God. Amen. And so he said unto him, since he was an expert in the law, he said, what's written in the law about eternal life? How do you read it? What does the law say? You know, people need to know, what does the Bible really say about salvation? What must one really do in order to be saved? That's something you really need to know. And the Bible has the answer to that question in the Bible. Because Paul told Timothy, from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And so the lawyer answered Jesus, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind, all thy soul, and all thy strength. And Jesus said, you have answered correctly. He said, do this and you'll live. And the lawyer, somewhat embarrassed, he was an expert in the law, he was somewhat embarrassed, and he said to Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? Trying to justify himself. Well, who is my neighbor? Because, of course, neighbor literally means one who is near, but sometimes we draw boundaries and definitions on defining who really is my neighbor. And from that question, Jesus gave a parabolic masterpiece. Jesus pulled that question out of midair and set it on a road that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, about 17 miles existed between on that road between Jerusalem and Jericho. And this was a very dangerous road. It was called the Bloody Path or the Bloody Pass because it was conducive to ambush. And so when you were on this road, you needed your head on a swivel to make sure nobody didn't jump you or jack you on this road. And Jesus said that something took place on that road that is relevant to all of us. Even though we live in Birmingham, Alabama, even though this is 2012, there's something happened on that road that is relevant to all of us. And Jesus said something tragic happened on that road. Something unfortunate happened on that road. And yet something wonderful happened on that road. And I raised the question this morning, why should we listen to Jesus? Who is Jesus Christ? And who is Jesus of Nazareth? And why should we listen to him? I tell you, Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ is the power of God. And he loved us enough, and that's why he came by here. He came by here, and he loved us enough to teach us. He loved us enough to be our example. He loved us enough to provide a way of eternal life. He died on the old rugged cross for us. He loved us enough to warn us about people you need to avoid. And to warn us about people, or rather to encourage us about people we need to connect with. Jesus knows all about people. He knows who they are. He knows where they're coming from. Amen. He knows things about people that you and I can't know without his help. And that's why he said, you shall know them by their fruit. Now, from an agricultural standpoint, fruit is that which is produced by a plant. But when you talk about fruit in connection with people, you're talking about what they have done and the consequence and the result that come from it. Sometimes the Bible talks about that people have to eat the fruit of their own actions. Sometimes you do something and you got to deal with the fruit. Is that all right? You got to understand the root and the fruit. Amen, because you can't have the fruit without the root. Amen. So in this parable today, in this message today, there are three categories of people you need to see. And the first category is there are That's why this world is such a dangerous place. Amen. And they beat the man up, they beat him down, and they left him dying, bleeding, bloody on the road. And after they beat him and half killed him, they just left him. You got some folks in this world like that. But you know, there are different ways people can beat you up. Hello? Some people can beat you up physically. Is that all right? They will beat you up physically. Amen. And because they have no regard for God, they have no regard for man, they will beat you down and beat you up. Amen. Because this is the kind of world we live in. We're a society where we love to watch folks getting beat up. I wish I had some help here. Pacquiao got knocked out last night, and the folks was rejoicing. Amen. Because this is the kind of world where people, Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. And so there are some people in this world that will beat you up. There are some people in this world who will beat you up psychologically. They will beat you up with their words. They say things to hurt you. They will beat you up with their deeds. They do things to hurt you. They will beat you up with their seeds. That is, they are planning stuff in the future. It is their strategy. They're planning stuff in the future to beat you up. Is that all right? And they will beat you up because they really don't care about you. Not only physically, they will beat you up. They will do verbal abuse. And you get beat up with words. And don't tell me words can't beat you up. I know we said back in the day, sticks and stones may break my bone, but words will never hurt me. That just wasn't so. We said it because we were trying to get from under the hurt that the words inflicted. Then there are some people who will beat you up emotionally. They will beat you up emotionally because they want to see you angry. They want to see you frustrated. They want to see you miserable. And they're glad to see you being beat up emotionally. They like to see your life in a tailspin. They like to see your life in turmoil. Is that all right? They will beat you up. And sometimes you think about some people, they don't care what you got. They just want to take it. Doesn't matter how they get it. Run over to Proverbs chapter 1, Brother Hillary. Look at verses 10 to 14. And they want your stuff, and they don't. It doesn't matter how they get it. Proverbs 1, 10 to 14 says what? Listen to this.
My son.
If criminals entice you. These sinners here are criminals. Amen. A lot of young men get caught up in the game. And they tell you it's all about them Benjamins. Yeah. Hello, lights. It's all about them dollars. Is that all right? Uh-huh. And these criminals, these sinners say to you what, Brother Hillary?
Consent thou not.
He say, if they say to you, what do they say to you, Brother Hillary?
If sinners entice thee.
Entice you.
Consent thou not.
Come on, run with us.
If they say. Come with us.
Come with us.
Let us lay
and ambush somebody. Let us jack somebody. Let us hurt somebody. Read, my brother.
Let us lurk privily.
Let us lurk privately, privately.
For the innocent without cause.
For the innocent. We're going to hurt innocent folks. We don't care. We beat up folks. Come on.
Let us swallow them up.
Let us swallow them up. Let's devour them. Let's destroy them. Come on.
As the grave.
As the grave.
And whole.
And whole.
As those that go down into the pit.
In the pit. Come on.
We shall find all precious.
And what we're going to do, look, we're going to get paid. We're going to get paid. We're going to beat them up. We're going to take their stuff. And we're going to get paid. Read, Brother Hillary.
We shall fill our houses with
spoil. We're going to fill our houses. We don't care about all the misery that we inflicted on people. We're going to beat them up. Read.
Casting thy lot among us.
He said, don't you cast in your lot with them. Don't run with them. Don't hang with them. You got to cut them loose. If you're hanging with your homeboys and your homeboy lead you down the road to ruin, you got to cut them loose. You got to be smarter than that.
Uh-huh.
Is that all right? Read, Brother Hillary.
Let us all have one purse.
Let us all have one purse.
My son.
My son. My son. Listen, my son.
Walk not thou
in young the black pit. Man, listen. My son. What?
Walk not thou.
Don't run with him.
The way with them.
Don't walk in the way with them.
Refrain thy foot.
Refrain your foot
from their path.
Be by yourself, my son.
Amen.
I'll get you some new friends, my son. Is that all right? Read.
For their feet run to
evil. For their feet run to evil.
And make haste to shed blood.
And they hasten to shed blood.
Surely in vain the net.
Surely in vain a net is spread in the sight of any bird. You know, a bird got more sense than that. If a bird see you trying, he sees the fowler trying to trap him. The bird rises up on the pinion of his wings and he flies away to safety. And sometimes you got to walk away to safety. Is that all right? There are some people who will beat you up physically. They beat up Christ physically. They beat up Paul physically. He got beat up for preaching the gospel. Amen. The bully sometimes will beat you up on the playground. The bully sometime will beat you up and take all your lunch money. But at some point, you got to go upside that bully head and let him know you ain't going to take it no more. Is that all right? Sometime you've got to walk away. There are some people who will beat you up physically. There are some people who will beat you up emotionally. And then there are some people who will beat you up financially. They will beat you up with predatory lending. Bernie Madoff beat up a lot of folks. He was a man who swindled a lot of people. He took their fortunes. He took their retirement. He took their savings. And he lived lavishly. And he was beating up people financially. Predatory lenders will give you a bad loan to beat you up financially. They beat you up financially when they keep price gouging. There are some people who don't want to see you with a dime in your pocket. And Jesus warns us about those people. There are some people who will beat you up. And then there are some who beat you up socially. And they beat you up socially by saying you ain't good enough to be in our club. You ain't good enough to be in our organization. You ain't good enough to run with us. And when they do you like that socially, because man was made for community and not isolation. And when they do you like that socially, it affects you. It can be devastating to your self-esteem, to your self-worth. They will beat you up socially. Is that all right? There are some people in this world who will beat you up. And then there are some people who will beat you up spiritually. These are the blind leading the blind. Jim Jones led people to Guyana. He beat them up spiritually because they take your money and yet they mislead you and deceive you. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. But inwardly they are ravening wolves. And they are beating people up spiritually. They think they are being led in the right way, but they're being led down the road to ruin. They will beat you up spiritually. Is that all right? And that's the worst way to be beat up. So a man went down from Jericho. And there were some folks waiting on him to beat him up. And they beat him. And they took his stuff. And they left him half dead. When these lenders give people bad loans and know it's just a matter of time before they lose their home, they are beating you up financially. But the worst way to be beat up is spiritually. And you're following somebody you think is leading you to heaven, but they're leading you to hell. And then there was a second category of people I want you to see. There are people who will pass you up. Hello? There are people that will beat you up. And there are people in this world that will pass you up. Hello? And so the man was beaten, Jessica. He was lying on the side of the road, and by chance, coincidentally, a priest came by. He looked at the man and he passed him up. A little while later, a Levite came by. Looked at the man. The man had been beat up, and now he's being passed up. When religion ought to affect the way we think and the way we behave. If a man says, "I believe in God," he ought to be a different kind of person that lives in this world. Is that right? Religion, my faith in God, should constrain and restrain me and motivate me. So here's a man who's a priest, religion. Here's a man who's a Levite, religion. And yet here's a man half dead, bleeding, naked, dying. And they pass him up. There are many people who've been beaten on the highway of life. And somebody sometimes will hit you and ruin. They hit you, and they know it's a possibility they hurt you, but they ain't gonna stick around to see. Is that all right? They will pass you up. You may need some assistance. You may need some help, but you ain't going to get none from some people. You may want their help, but they're not going to give you any help because they don't really care about you. Have you ever been passed over for a position you knew you should have got and was given to somebody who wasn't even as qualified as you? Remember one time I was in the store and I was in line with a lady, and of course, you know, because I happen to be of the African persuasion, the lady said, "Just look all around me. Can I help you?" I said, "Ma'am," very dignified, "I was here first." But I didn't like the idea of being passed up. Amen. But let me tell you something. There are some folks in this world who will pass you up. Know you need some help. Know you need some assistance. But they ain't gonna give you none. Because they don't care about you. They don't care what happens to you. Do you think the priest and the Levite cared what happened to that man? He'd been already beat up and beat down. And yet they left him on the road. One day when Jesus Christ was coming to Jericho, sitting by the road was a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus was begging people for a handout. And I'm convinced this morning that he was passed up and passed by. But he sat there begging Jesus. Whether he heard Jesus, he said, "Jesus, oh Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." You know, I'm convinced this morning that the song, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," was written because the hymnologist understood that in this life, there are some folk who will pass you back. Is that all right? And so he said to Jesus, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior." And when Bartimaeus cried out to him, he said, "Jesus, that son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus, the Bible says, he stood still and commanded that he come to him. And when Bartimaeus came into the presence of the Son of God, my God, coming into the presence of the Son of God, that's who he was. Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. What do you think about him? What do you think of Christ? I tell you, you ought to think something about Christ. Is that all right? And Christ said, "What is it you want me to do?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Christ said to him, "Go your way, son. Your faith have made you whole." And after Bartimaeus was given a blessing of sight, the Bible says he followed Jesus in the way. Let me tell you something. When Christ stops for you and gives you a blessing, you ought to follow him. And you ought to follow him all the days of your life. Is that all right? When the Lord has taken the time out to stop and bless you and me, we ought to stop and say, "I'm going to follow the Lord." Amen. Is that all right? Because there are some people, you'll know them by their fruits. Some will beat you up. Some will pass you up. But I want to ask you something. Can we please God by passing up people with the gospel? Are we passing by people with the gospel every day? We share the gospel because we care about what happens to people. What motivates people to pass people up? Strange thing about life. Some of the very people you overlook are the very people you might need later on in life. You know the story about Aesop's fable, the lion and the mouse. Y'all read that? One day the king of the beasts was roaring in the jungle. And he caught a little mouse in his massive paws. And he just toying with him. And the little mouse just begging, "Please, Mr. Lion. Please, Mr. Lion. Don't eat me." The king of the beast said, "Why shouldn't I eat you? Nothing you can do for me. And then out of character, Brother Hillary. You know the story. You're a great linguist and student of literature. Ain't that right?" "I know it." "And Brandon is too." And so the lion let the little mouse go. Now, this time would have it. You know, you know where you've been, Chet, but you don't know where you're going. Huh? I mean, it's some stuff down the road for all us. As long as I got Jesus going down the road with me, I believe I'll be all right. Is that all right? And so as time progressed, one day some hunters set a trap, and there was caught in the fire the king of the beast, and he roaring against the trap, but to no avail. The ropes had him fast. And guess what happened? The little mouse that he had let go saw him in a predicament. And the storytellers say the little mouse went to work, gnawing and chewing and eating that rope until finally the king of the beasts was free. Sometimes the very folks who pass you up or the very folk you pass up got to turn right around and do something for you. In ministry, I've dealt with people who've been kind of low down to me and then turn right around. I mean, rat, R-A-T. Yeah. And ask me for a favor. Now, you know, one part of me said, I'll not do nothing for you. Come on, y'all. Yeah. But you got to rise above it all. You got to let some Christ live in you. Is that all right? And do the Christ thing and not your thing. Is that correct? Yeah. Amen. It's a strange thing about life. You got to understand people. And only Christ, who knows all about people. He know who people are. He know where they're coming from. He know what they're all about. He understand the masks and the disguises and the fronts that people, and the veneers and the facades that people concoct. And he said there are some people in life, along the road of life, will beat you up. Some people will pass you. And finally this morning, here's the final category. There are some people who will pick you up. There are some people who will pick you up. Jesus is a genius. And you know, in this story, the hero of the story is a Samaritan. Let me tell you a little bit about the Samaritan. The Samaritans were Jews who had intermarried with pagans, in particular the Assyrians. When the temple was destroyed in 586 BC, the Assyrians deported some of the Jews to Assyria, and they populated Jerusalem with pagans. And of course, what happened during the course of time, the Jews began to intermarry with the Assyrians, and they were no longer a pure breed. So the Jews hated the Samaritans. Like you have sometimes, you have racial hatred in this world today. A lot of conflict comes out of racial hatred. Man just hate you because of the color of his skin. Sort of like a man was walking across the street one day, and in the distance, and somebody said to him, "Man, I hate that guy." He said, "Well, man, why do you hate that guy? You don't even know him." He said, "That's why I hate him." You see, sometimes it's about that. But anyway, when the Jews were building the temple the second time, the Samaritans offered to help, and the Jews rebuffed them, saying, "We don't want your help." So the animosity grew, and that's why the Samaritans set up a temple in Mount Gerizim. But isn't it interesting? But in the story told by the Son of God, the hero is a Samaritan. I want to tell you today, there's some hero in all of us. You got to let him out, though. And so the robbers beat him up. The priests and the Levite passed him up. But the Samaritan picked him up. Is that all right? He came to him, Sister Claudia. And when he saw the man, he felt something for the man. He felt compassion and pity Well, you know, the robbers didn't have no pity. Huh? Is that all right? I was watching a show, National Security. It was kind of funny. And Martin Lawrence and this guy were security guards. And they were going to stop a car. And they said, we coming. They raised the badge. We commandeering this car. Get out. And that was a sister. A sister. Sister girl. She was in a car. White guy walked up to her. Give me this car. Get out. She said, your mama ain't taught you no amount of pow, pow, pow. You don't talk to me. And she just began to just slap the taze out of his mouth. Which show you, you got to have concern and treat folks right. Is that all right? He sought a man, Sister LaGranda, and he had pity on him. He took some oil and wine, which was antiseptic. Brother Milton, he poured it into his wounds. He put him on his ass coat. He took him to, Sister Patty, he took him to an inn, and he took care of that man all night. The next day, he had to leave. But he left some money with the innkeeper. And he asked him to take care of him. And he said, if you have incurred extra expenses, when I come, I'll give you that. Now remember, we're concluding now. The lawyer, the expert in the law, stood up and challenged the Son of God. And he asked him, who is my neighbor? Jesus flipped the script. Jesus said to him, out of those three, the robbers, the Levite, the priest, and the Samaritan, which one was neighbor to him? Well, we know the robbers weren't neighborly because they beat him up. We know, Brother Hillary, the priests and the Levite weren't neighborly because they left him there, Sister Sperling. Who was neighbor? And some scholars say, it may be some credence in this, that this Jewish lawyer didn't even want to say Samaritan. So he said, the one that showed mercy. Some scholars say he just couldn't fix his mouth to say the Samaritan was the hero. And so he said, the one that was merciful. And Jesus told him, watch this. He said, you go and you do likewise. What are you saying, Lord? I'm telling you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Go out and be a good neighbor. Who is God pleased with today? Is God pleased with people who beat people up on any level? Is God pleased with people who pass people up? Or is God pleased with people that pick people up? Is that all right? There's a lot of ways you can pick somebody up. Is that all right? And I'm so glad this morning that Jesus came by here to give me not a handout, but a helping hand. Like somebody said, you just call on me, brother. If you need a hand, we all need somebody to lean on. Is that all right? Well, Jesus came by here to let me know about people, because I live in a world with people and I need to know them by their fruits. I heard Angela Mayu say, when people show you who they are, believe them. Is that all right? When people show you who they are, believe them. Is that all right? Because there are some people who will beat you up. There are some people who will beat you down. There are some people, yeah, who will pass you up. Is that all right? But there are some people, glory to God, who will pick you up. Is that all right? I'm convinced today that God has sent some folks in this world just for us. Is that all right? God has sent some people to whisper in your ear when things not going right. Everything gonna be all right. Is that all right? There are some people God has sent by here to tell you and pat you on the back and say, I believe you gonna make it. Is that all right? There are some people, even though you may be down and out and you may have a broken heart and you may be dealing with spiritual problem, and they'll tell you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, 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 it comes in the morning. Is that all right? Because I heard Jesus say, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. Is that all right? I was naked and you put some clothes on me. Is that all right? I was sick and you visited me. I was a stranger and you took me in. Is that all right? I was in prison and you came unto me. Is that all right? And then they're gonna say, Lord, oh Lord, when did we see you like that? Is that all right? And Jesus Christ is gonna say, when you done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Is that all right? Lord, help me to be a person who lives in this world to pick somebody up. Is that all right? Lord, give me that old time religion. Give me that religion that tells me I need to love everybody. Oh, I tell you about this old time religion that God the Father wrought it, Jesus Christ brought it, the Holy Ghost taught it, and thank God my soul caught it. Is that all right? I want that old time religion. I want somebody when I'm down and out, they said, just call on me, brother, if you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. Is that all right? I need somebody in my life who can say, if I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living, by my living, I said by my living, I want to pick somebody up. Lord, help me not to beat nobody up. Not with words and not with deeds and not with seeds. And Lord, help me not to pass nobody up. But Lord, help me to pick somebody up. And you shall know them by their fruits. That's the message. I hope you've been blessed by it. Would you stand, please? If you're here today and you don't want the Lord to pass you by, you need to stop for him. And let him, and you need to ask him, he says to you, and you say to him, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And he says to you, you must hear the gospel, how I died for you. You must believe that. You must repent of your sins. You must confess Christ. Confess the Son of God. I tell you, I am impressed. impressed with the Son of God. Oh, he's all right. He's all right. I'm impressed with Jesus. Is that all right? And I plan to follow him to the day I die. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad he came into my life. If you are a child of God and you are living beneath your royal privilege, because you are somebody special, you are a holy nation, you are a peculiar people, you are a royal priest. I want to tell you, you are somebody. Is that all right? You are a king's child. You are a king's son. You are a king's daughter. That makes you somebody. So don't live beneath your privilege. Don't live like a sinner when you know you are a saint. Is that all right? And if you don't, then you can sing this song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why on earth dost thou fall? Oh, do not pass me by. I'm calling you, say, oh, say. Why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why on earth dost thou call? Oh, do not pass me. I'm calling you, say, oh, say, why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why on earth but called, oh, do just don't pass me by.